أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى. The ayat that we had read previously, we explained the general meaning of them, that is for everyone. But ayats of the Quran have been revealed on for particular occasions, but they are for us, for mankind, till the day of Qiyamah. In that sense, they have a general meaning, in which it was explained that in order to get the highest stages by Allah Ta'ala, a person must acquire taqwa. The greater his taqwa, the greater his stages. And then after taqwa, to spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. The one who spends more in the path of Allah, his stages will be much more higher. Then thirdly, tazkiyah, that purification of the soul, that we don't have any dirt in our heart for anyone. We have, our hearts are very big, that we even make dua for the ants, for the fish, for the birds, for all the animals, for all the creation of Allah Ta'ala, that the heart is completely clean. And then fourthly, that a person has ikhlas and sincerity, that he does all this solely for Allah Ta'ala. So any person who will do this, to whatever extent he will go to that stage, he will get his high stages by Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. However, these ayats, by the consensus of the Mufassireen, have been revealed with regard to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that he was the greatest in this field, he was the highest. The very first thing, that as far as taqwa is concerned, his taqwa, that first of all, he was Siddiq. He was the one, and that is the person who testifies to the truth. And he was that one person. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam was blessed with the honorable and great journey of Mi'raj, that in a few seconds time, Allah Ta'ala took Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam from his resting place to the house of Hani, from there to the Kaaba Sharif, from there through all this to Baytul Muqaddas, from there through all the seven heavens, and then where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam met Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and came back again, and all that, his bed was still warm. So this miraculous thing, which many people have doubts on, and on which a person can check his iman. Iman, that we believe this, the Quran has testified to it, the hadith. Hazrat Abu Bakr was that one man, when the whole of Makkah practically were against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and accused him, na'uzu billah, of being a madman, a man just in fantasy world, that he went through all this journey. It was Hazrat Abu Bakr who testified to the truth of it. When the people of Makkah felt this is the occasion to turn Abu Bakr also away from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, if somebody claims such a thing, can you believe that? He said, it's impossible. He said, Muhammad says it. He said that it's 100% true. If Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says it, from there he got the title of Siddiq. That we have unfortunately doubts in many things. Siddiq is that person that you have absolutely no doubt in any teaching of deen, that it is 100% from Allah and it's 100% true. Science can prove it completely wrong. The world can speak against it. But your iman, your faith is that you believe. The more a person has got this, the more higher he is by Allah Ta'ala. And the king of all this was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Then as far, the second thing is taqwa. That he has got the highest level of taqwa. And we had explained that when just a doubtful morsel of food went down his throat, he put his fingers in his throat and made sure he vomits it out completely. What level, great level of taqwa. And again, we have to think of ourselves, no matter what comes in front of us, we just gobble it down. whatever it is, any kind of food, we don't verify, halal, doubtful, anything. We just, it goes down and it means nothing to us. And that has a direct effect on all our character, on our belief, what food we are eating. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the king in that also. And then as far as spending money in the path of Allah, he was the wealthy one, one of the wealthiest businessmen. And here is an interesting point also. Islam always benefited right from the beginning till today, perhaps to the greatest amount, by the business people. Where the ulama also have served Islam, business people have played a great, great role in serving Islam. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a big businessman, and he sacrificed his everything for Islam. Percentage wise, he was the one who gave everything. He left nothing for himself. Quantity wise, Hazrat Umar gave much more. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they gave much, much more than Hazrat Abu Bakr. But percentage wise, he gave everything. We cannot believe and imagine it. He left nothing for himself. And on the occasion when there was a need for to spend in the path of Allah, on the occasion of Tabuk, most probably he emptied his house. There was nothing left whatsoever. His own clothes also he did not. He just wore a sack, and that also the buttons were made of thorns. And at that time, Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam and said and gave salams of Allah to Hazrat Abu Bakr and asked Hazrat Abu Bakr, in this condition, are you happy with Allah that you have given everything of yours for Allah? You have kept nothing. He says, how can't I be happy with my Allah? How can't I be happy with my Allah? So for us to just take out our zakat is difficult. And we try and cut corners and try and evade our zakat also. For him is everything he gave. So much he had spent in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And then all this, after that he had gained tazkiyah and purity. So clean his heart was. Much more cleaner than a shining mirror. And we cannot imagine what tazkiyah he had and what purity he had in him. He gave not only his money, his time, his life for the Muslims. When he became Khalifa, he had nothing for himself whatsoever. All his time, everything he had given for the Muslims, and he spent everything. And we have to see, what are we doing for Muslims? What are we doing for Islam? We haven't got time. For our business we got time. For our leisure we got time. For our sons we got time. But for Islam, for Muslims, unfortunately, we haven't got time. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that man who gave his everything for Islam. And then again, all this, not that because anyone had done a favor to him, that in return of a favor, which is also a duty on everyone. Anyone who is good to us, in return we should be good to that person. But not for that, solely and only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So much he had given. So this shows the great, great, high and honorable position of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to whose great honor Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the fourth Khalifa of Islam, he also bears testimony to the greatness and the honor of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And all the Sahaba were like brothers to one another. They were much more closer than what blood brothers are also. The lineage of Iman was much more stronger in them than what the blood relationships were. So Allah had given Hazrat Abu Bakr this great, great honor. And inshallah, more we will explain that what the position of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was, of course, by Allah Ta'ala, in the eyes of the Sahaba and in the eyes of the whole Ummah, what is the great and honorable position of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Wa akhiru da'wah.